This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Last week, authorities arrested and charged 29-year-old Quevon Allen with two counts of trafficking in methamphetamine, two counts of maintaining a dwelling place or vehicle for that operation, and two counts of possession of marijuana and felony possession of marijuana. He's being currently held without bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. On Wednesday, authorities arrested and charged 33-year-old Trevor Allen Good with first-degree statutory rape. He is currently being held without bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. A business located at 1420 East Main Street found themselves in kind of a predicament. They have a warehouse there, and the front half is zoned highway business, but the back half of the warehouse was zoned residential. They went before the Albemarle City Council to try to get that changed. And here is staff laying out the request.
Foss was located at 1420 East Main Street and is approximately 0.68 acres. And this half is zoned GHBD and the back half is zoned R8. So that's the situation we're looking at. So again, existing zoning is split zoning between GHBD and R8. The request is to zone the entire parcel GHBD for a few different reasons. First, R8 does not allow warehouses. So in this situation, kind of the rear two-thirds of the existing warehouse is actually a non-conforming use. At the moment, GHBD does allow warehouses and therefore would bring the entire building into zoning compliance as well as permit future expansion if desired. And just number three, just to remove the split zoning and have one zoning district for that particular parcel. Again, existing use is warehouse. Proposed use is the same. Utilities are available.
John Williams, who was there representing the applicant, wanted to add this before the vote, and then we'll hear from Mayor Ronnie Michael and the vote on his request.
My name is John Williams, and I'm representing Ben List. This is his property. But the main thing is he can't do anything with the building, can't even add a bathroom to it because of the split in half. So he just wants to be able to use the building. It's the main reason.
The request is to remove the split zoning General Highway Business District and R8 neighborhood residential and make it entirely General Highway Business District.
So moved with consistency and reasonableness.
Second.
By Councilmember Hall to approve with consistency statement. Second by Councilmember Bramlett. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Montgomery Central football program will be undergoing a transition after the successful 2023 season after head coach Chris Metzger said he will be retiring. Under head coach Metzger, who previously led Pinecrest to a 110-61 record, the Timberwolves made a significant leap this fall, finishing with a 6-5 record and securing a playoff spot. Despite a 42-7 loss to South Point in the first round, the team's 11-28 record over 4 years shows improvement. With 18 starters returning next season and a move to the 5A in the upcoming realignment. Harry Fletcher, who serves on the Locust City Council, is stepping down this year after 23 years on the council. And here is Locust Mayor Huber on the last meeting of his.
But I can also say that, you and Scott are both responsible for why I decided to get into politics here in Locust and get on council and eventually become mayor. I agree with what Caesar said. You have always adhered to your principles. You have always said what you thought. You never candy-coated anything. And I think not only did the council respect you for that, but I think the citizens of Locust respect you for that. You have been a mentor to me, since I had been on the board, and I know you're probably going to bristle when I say this, but I consider you to be a father figure too. You have treated me like a son. You call me, just to talk about random things, and I love to come by your house and talk to you. And I hope in the future that I can do that a lot more, but you have been a guiding light, a shining star, and a constant on this board ever since that you joined it. And I just want to express my sincerest thanks for everything that you've done for me, everything that you've done for this board, and everything that you've devoted to the city of Locust. Thank you, my friend.
All the other town council members had similarly nice things to say about Mr. Fletcher, and then he was presented with a local artist handcrafted plaque in the shape of the emblem of the city of Locust. And in Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by FiberOn. Round two of the high school playoffs continue at South Stanley, where the South Stanley Bulls will host the Starmount Rams. South Stanley comes in at 6-4, Starmount, though, at 10-1. However, South Stanley was ranked higher. They come in at number 8 and Starmount number 9. Tune in for tonight's action, 107.3 FM and 1010 AM, where Wallace Crawford and Larry Gibbs will bring you all the action from South Stanley, presented by FiberOn. Pre-game at 7, kickoff at 7:30. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.